Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 274 of Heroes Unlimited, and it's time to talk about gem powers. We are in the major super abilities section, and this one really is major. It's a heavy hitter. It's also probably the most consumerist of the superpowers, maybe no match for the robotics section, which is just a capitalist nightmare. But gem powers, it's a different kind of capitalism. This is the kind of capitalism I'm more familiar with, having come from Humboldt County. This is liberal capitalism. This is like what I want in my life is peace and balance and inclusion. And there are products that I know if I buy them and fill my house with them and make it really hard to dust in my house, then eventually those spiritual qualities will just sort of descend upon me. Sometimes those objects are crystals, in my experience, and that's really what this power is. It encompasses all kinds of precious stones, and what gem powers allow you to do is collect these stones, and then when you have them, you can tap them to give yourself superpowers temporarily. Now, when it comes to the big superpowers, those require appropriately big-ticket precious stones, and so we're really talking about, like, high-end, upper-class jewelry. Like, if you've got a diamond to draw on, you can give yourself invulnerability or wingless flight. So that kind of connects to one archetype you could use for this power, which is the sort of socialite who's got all the different like rings and necklaces and stuff that have got these precious stones embedded in them, and then you can touch them and give yourself a variety of different superpowers and it costs a ton of money. And those are fine. But what I prefer, given my own background, are the crystals that I associate more with like New Age stuff, with like flaky paganism, that kind of thing. And the winner in that category, a true classic, is the amethyst crystal. Quote, any of the following psionic powers can be drawn from this crystal. Detect psionics, hypnotic suggestion, and meditation. The use of each one counts as one usage of the gem and contributes to its destruction. Average gem cost, 4d4 times $10 per small stone, triple for large stones. So, we're talking about $100 for a small amethyst. And by the way, these all have to be like professionally cut gems. I mentioned this is a consumerist power. You can't just go buy, you know, cracked, flawed. You can't go get like diamond chips. You can't go get like a diamond saw blade or drill head and touch it and become invulnerable. It doesn't work that way. Quote, all stones must be free of any serious flaw and must be cut and polished to have a faceted slash crystal appearance. Chips and slivers cannot be used, only whole stones in crystal cut. So you do have to go down to your local jewelry store or glorified knickknack shop where they play flute music, in the case of the town I come from, and go in there and buy some proper commercial jewels to use these powers. Amethysts, of course, traditionally give you powers of insight and clarity, used for all kind of mental exercises and spiritual purposes, and that kind of fits with detect psionics or hypnotic suggestion, but it fits best of all with meditation, except that there actually isn't a meditation psionic power. This puzzled me for a while, because I was looking around through this book for meditation, I couldn't find it. And I thought, like, maybe it's in Beyond the Supernatural, maybe it's in Rifts, and they kind of forgot that it wasn't in this book anymore. But no, meditation isn't a psionic power. Meditation is an ability that all psionics have. You won't have it because you don't have psionic powers. Gem powers are not psionic, even though they can give you psionic powers. Meditation is an ability psionics have that allows them to meditate and gain internal strength points, which we'll talk about in more detail in a later section, but they're the currency you spend to do psionics. Now, meditation, of course, has its own rewards. It's a great way to tell people they can't talk to you right now that makes you sound superior to them. But in Heroes Unlimited, primarily what it's for is to get internal strength points, which you don't need because you don't spend internal strength points to use psionics. You spend precious gems to do psionics. For example, while a true psionic would use their internal strength points representing their discipline and connection to their own psyche to achieve empathy with others and experience their emotions at first hand, you would go to the jewelry store and buy yourself a garnet and then use it to essentially pay for human empathy at a rate of something like $85 per minute. So as far as I can tell, there are basically two reasons that you would ever meditate with your gem powers. If you're like a crystal person. Number one, you just want to feel psychically powerful because you've got basically nothing to spend this ISP on. This is consistent with my experience of crystal people. If you could go to the local flute music playing crystal store and buy an amethyst for $100, and that would allow you to do like 3 good minutes of meditation and just feel like, yeah, I really felt something. I felt like I was in touch with something bigger than myself. I feel like I really transcended my petty concerns. I definitely know people who would go buy a whole jar of amethysts, like spend their whole paycheck on it and just pound those things for no reason. Maybe the more pressing reason to meditate and collect your inner peace and discipline, though, is to then weaponize it and use it to psychically attack people who've been sabotaging you in your life. This is another thing you'll hear a lot about if you hang out with crystal people, because sometimes they're having a good week and they're just meditating, you know, for the joy of it. Like, look, I bought all these crystals, I'm burning all this incense, and like, I just feel great. You know, I had to buy a lot of crystals, couldn't make my car insurance payment, but on the upside, I am extremely wise now. But then sometimes crystal people have a bad week, and it's like that ex-boyfriend or like that person at work or like, God forbid, your parents who maybe don't approve of your crystal-centric lifestyle, they pushed you too far. You tried to, you know, namaste them or whatnot. Now you got to get revenge. The only way you know how, psychically. And if you go on the internet, you will find lots of prescriptions for how to do like bullshit magic and psychic practices to attack the people who have ruined your life, who have made your sustainable crystal-based lifestyle somehow unrewarding for you with sabotage. And this game actually supports that too, because of the biomanipulation psychic power. Normally, all you got to do is spend crystals to use psychic powers or superpowers or whatever if you got gem powers. But with biomanipulation, you can extend the duration of the power by spending extra ISP, which you have no way to get unless you've got it stored up from meditating. So let's say you're a crystal person, and let's say someone has been raining on your parade, on your path to enlightenment. And as a result, you want to afflict them with unquenchable itching or blindness. Normally, this would only last for 10 minutes. But if you go out and buy a bunch of bulk amethysts and really like crystal carbo load for the ordeal to come on like amethyst after amethyst after amethyst, just sit there fuming, angrily meditating, grabbing an amethyst, just draining it to dust, throwing it aside, grab another amethyst, give me that enlightenment. Then you can pump your ISP way, way up and you can spend it at 6 points a pop to extend the duration of like the blindness or deafness or whatever that you afflict this other person with. You need a star sapphire for this as well, but only one of those. Star sapphire is pricey, maybe a little rich for your blood if you're a crystal person, but you'll figure it out. Probably what you'll do is go buy a star sapphire from someone with the intention of flipping it later because you looked up its price on the internet, but then you can't find a buyer. So you put the star sapphire on your Etsy page where it never sells, and then it just sits around your house. And you never sell anything on Etsy, even though it's listed on your taxes as your primary means of support. Why do I know so many crystal people? Anyway, both the dumbest thing on this page and my favorite thing on this page, I think, is the crystal person potential of this power. There's no more like accurate and compelling image of this lifestyle than going out and buying a bunch of amethysts and expending them to gain the meditation power so that you are literally paying by the minute to expand your consciousness. So for that reason, this is the dumbest and my favorite thing on the page. Join me next time when we turn to a much more serious topic, the tragedy of Big Show Syndrome, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.